This is Ozarks at Large. A bill expanding who can carry concealed guns and also expanding where those guns can be carried has moved along at the state capitol. As Chris Hickey from our partner station KUAR reports, the bill has earned approval from both chambers of the legislature and now is headed to the governor's desk.
By a vote of 71 to 18, the Arkansas House of Representatives concurred in the final Senate amendment to HB 1249. That amendment took what had been a bill allowing only employees of public state universities to carry concealed handguns on campuses and extended that privilege to people 21 and up who have concealed carry licenses. Those carriers would have to undergo 8 additional hours of training. They would also be allowed to carry concealed firearms into many of the state's public buildings, including the state capitol, and into private bars that choose to allow it. After several changes were made over the last month to HB 1249, debate in the House was relatively brief. Fayetteville Republican Representative Charlie Collins explained the training requirements to be developed by the state police.
Obviously, the benefit we have in Arkansas is that one of the national experts from his work happens to be our governor. The Arkansas State Police report to him, so he'll be able to help oversee all that to the degree he wants to get personally involved in how they do it.
Collins is referring to Governor Asa Hutchinson's role in a task force the National Rifle Association assembled in the wake of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. That task force called for armed and trained guards at schools around the country in order to prevent other mass shootings. Republican Representative Carolyn Brown of Sherwood defended this idea by saying bad guys target gun-free zones.
One of the problems with having these areas where guns are not allowed, concealed or not, is that those are the places that are victimized by the cowards that pull out their guns and shoot many people.
Little Rock Democratic Representative John Walker and Republican Representative Kim Hendren of Gravette spoke against the legislation. Hendren, a brother-in-law of the governor, argued the bill's provision on concealed carry in churches would fail to preserve the anonymity of those who already carry in houses of worship, while simultaneously inviting more members of the public to bring guns in.
I understand this bill, the way it's been messed up down there now is, if I want to keep that situation in my little church, then I've got to put up a sign there, guns are allowed in here, I think something like that. If I don't put the sign up, then guns aren't allowed.
Hendren said that requirement would invite people who have malevolent intent.
This bill needs fixing.
Representative John Walker remarked that allowing guns into the halls of government could unnecessarily escalate what are normally civil disagreements or lead to injurious accidents.
I would hate to have a gun at my age and my reflexes. And then when Mr. Collins turns around with his gun and points it in my face, I pick it up. And I somehow or another don't aim right, and I hit the speaker.
Walker went on to criticize what he saw as the underlying motives behind expanding concealed carry privileges.
There's just too much fear. And as much fear as we have, then as little reconciliation and progress as a civilized society we can have.
Governor Hutchinson is expected to sign the bill, which would take effect September 1st. In Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Also yesterday at the state capitol, a bill banning the sale of marijuana edibles passed in a House committee on a voice vote. The bill was sponsored by Robin Lundstrom of Elm Springs and would allow medical caregivers to prepare medical edible marijuana at a patient's home. Representative Lundstrom says despite rules that edible marijuana would have to be packaged in childproof containers, items such as cookie or brownies could be enticing to young people. Supporters of medical marijuana say some patients prescribed the drug would be able to ingest medical marijuana the easiest through edibles. Arkansas voters approved medical marijuana last November, but the amendment is subject to alteration by 2/3 majorities in both chambers of the Arkansas legislature. A bill that would have extended the period of time state or governmental entities can comply with a Freedom of Information Act request failed to advance out of an Arkansas House committee yesterday. Jacksonville Democratic State Representative Bob Johnson's bill would have extended the time that agencies could use to comply with Freedom of Information Act requests from 3 business days to 15 business days if the request was, quote, unduly burdensome. Johnson says the bill was needed in cases where freedom of information requests were made for large amounts of records.
You have multitudes of records. You would think it'd be easier, but people are requesting more and larger records that you're having to get. Some of them may be digitized, some may not, and so it can be overly burdensome.
Dan Greenberg of the conservative think tank Advance Arkansas Institute spoke against the bill. He says an unduly burdensome records request could be an interpretation abused by the keeper of those records.
If I have anything better to do with my time, then I don't have to comply with this FOIA request. I'm allowed to place it at the bottom of my list of job duties, and those job duties could include reorganizing my office, you know, sweeping out the place.
The bill is one of several that would place further limits on Arkansas's 50-year-old Freedom of Information Act. The Arkansas Press Association, which has opposed most Freedom of Information Act bills this session, was neutral on Johnson's bill. Three colleges on the University of Arkansas campus are moving up in the latest U.S. News & World Report Best Graduate Schools list. The 2017 rankings place the College of Education and Health Professions graduate programs at number 50 among the country's schools, an improvement of 20 places over the previous list. The College of Engineering advanced 8 spots to number 104, and the University of Arkansas School of Law was listed as 42nd best among public schools and 77th overall. U.S. News makes the rankings based on several factors, including placement success of graduates, resources, and research. A business team from the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the U of A is bringing back a prize of $15,000 after winning the University of Manitoba's Stu Clark Investment Competition this week. The team is working with a University of Arkansas chemistry professor in the development of a window coating that helps absorb more damaging ultraviolet light than other window coatings. The team also placed second in the competition's logo contest and third in the elevator pitch competition. Funding for the Delta Regional Authority would be eliminated under President Trump's first budget request to Congress. The federal agency is designed to help encourage and coordinate economic development in states tied to the Mississippi River Delta. Former Arkansas U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln helped create the federal-state partnership in 1999, along with former Arkansas Republican Senator Tim Hutchinson. That's while Bill Clinton was in office. Two of Arkansas's current congressmen, Steve Womack and Bruce Westerman, sit on the House Budget Committee. The basketball postseason begins tonight for the John Brown University women's basketball team. JBU faces Benedictine of Kansas tonight in the first round of the NAIA National Championship Tournament in Billings, Montana. The two teams actually met to open the JBU season in early November in Siloam Springs. JBU won that game 70-66. John Brown enters the game tonight with a 22-8 overall record. The winner tonight would play again on Friday night. The Arkansas Razorback men's basketball team starts play in the NCAA tournament tomorrow afternoon. Arkansas faces Seton Hall in the game at 12:30 in Greenville, South Carolina. The winner advances to the round of 32 in a game that would be played Sunday. And the Razorback baseball team, now 14-4 after defeating Alcorn State yesterday in Fayetteville 11-3. The SEC season starts tomorrow night for Arkansas at Baum Stadium when the Razorbacks host Mississippi State, first pitch scheduled for 6:30. And the Arkansas softball team will try to snap a 4-game losing streak tomorrow night at Bogle Park on the U of A campus when they host number 14 Tennessee beginning at 6.